A California man was charged Thursday with making 10 shrapnel bombs, including one that was thrown at a home and burned a fence. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. A federal grand jury indicted 52-year-old Wes McDaniel, who lives in the San Joaquin Valley, on charges of making and possessing unregistered destructive devices, destroying property with an explosive, impersonating a federal agent, and more. California's Asian population grew by 25% in the past decade, making it the fastest-growing ethnic group in the nation's most populous state. Census white population plummeted by 24% between 2010 and 2020, confirming California is one of three states, along with New Mexico and Hawaii, where whites are not the largest ethnic group. Prison inmates cannot legally possess marijuana under California's law allowing recreational pot. The state Supreme Court made a ruling Thursday, overturning a lower court that found prisoners could have the drug as long as they didn't consume it. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt State University welcoming new and returning students and their families to residence halls for move-in starting on Saturday. Students, mostly first year, are checking in tomorrow at the quad between Redwood and Sunset and the Jolly Giant Commons Rec Room. On Monday, students, mostly transfers, checking in at the Jolly Giant Commons Rec Room. Current students will be moving in the rest of the week. HSU expecting about 1,500 student residents. That's roughly 70% of the normal occupancy. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.